Okay, it's going now.
It's going?
This thing is too bulky. You sure made it to my tent?
Might not.
Not the way she went. Okay.
Motion number one. Commercial number one, take one. When harsh detergents aggravate your hands, it's time you learn what Sequin hand cream can do to your skin. In only 7 days, your hands will look lovelier, feel softer. Imagine, detergent hands are gone forever when you make Sequin your regular hand cream. Sequin puts back the skin oils that detergents take away. It's so effective, your hands are actually lovelier than ever in only 7 days. No other hand cream dares make this amazing guarantee. Lovelier hands and 7 days, or your money back.
Yeah,
commercial number two. Men, does your face say, ouch, every time you use a shaving lotion? Well, you can't get another face, but you can use another lotion. And I'd like to suggest that you make it Myron Skin Booster. Myron Skin Booster cools rather than burns. Yes, it cools rather than burns. Now, that's something your face can really appreciate after a shave. I'm sure your face has had enough razor scrapes and razor burns, so why risk having it burn even more with a hot steam lotion? No, sir, now's the time for cooling and refreshing Mint Green Myron Skin Booster. Man, that's the way an aftershave should really feel. Myron Skin Booster is medicated, too, and it helps those painful shaving nicks. It prevents blemishes, moisturizes, and tones up your skin. Myron Skin Booster, boosting your face needs after a shave. Remember, Myron's is crisp, and it has a clean aroma that really makes sense to any man. That's Myron Skin Booster, the shaving lotion that cools rather than burns. Commercial number three. Crystal Milk has good news for young, active people. Mealtime prep and energy last longer when you drink a glass of very fresh Crystal Milk at every meal. Milk three times a day has real staying power to help you stop that between meal fatigue. Crystal Milk keeps you full of pep and full of go all day long.
All the time you can use it.
So to stay in the swim, make Crystal Milk your mealtime habit.
Let's get her some food because we can take this, but we need to get other. She can't take too much of it. She can take a glass of this a day.
Crystal Milk has good news.
She is my
so to stay in the swim, make Crystal Milk your meal time.
You good?
I think you have one of these every.
Commercial number four.
Try one.
What, this?
I'm glad you. Of course, I'm happy to make it. No sugar.
Pops are perfect for party.
But I've never heard of one because we made it right now. Now they've made it.
It will save you plus and bother.
But we don't get our shit together without the doctor's fault. You can't do anything. The kitchen's fault. The kitchen's got to tell them what we got. We're going to have to find out what the hell's going on.
Remember, when you serve your guests,
No way is it your fault. You've got to do one in the kitchen. Nutrition needs to know They need to know what the hell you got to get your order, so you can order when people are obviously failing and wait, or they can get what you order. And by God, I expect them to get it. You tell them if they don't, they're going to, the whole goddamn kitchen's going to be torn.
You want hot.
Thank Joyce very much. Will you, Larry? You got the medical incident done expertly, but the shit followed the rules.
No more open body after five.
Let me tell you. Now we know. Morphine. She can take this. This kind of thing. There are other people here who have the same kind of thing.
Pops,
this
Black
should have been known long ago.
You're serving them premium quality, and it's all
I'm
yours.
Not gonna water them
enjoy
down.
At regular price. If you're planning a cookout in the woods on the
there's
holiday
no shortage
ahead,
in this mall.
Here's a little
no, this is a banana.
There's no mall.
Take along a bag of
bananas.
Charcoal.
This is
banana.
Because good dry firewood isn't always readily available. Be sure to take along plenty of frosty cold shot beer also. Shots will add the pleasure of being in the great outdoors. Yes, indeed, the pleasure of shots beer is really because there's not much of a difference. Shots brewed that way, especially bitter-free and pasteurized to lock in flavor. And only the finest in you is worried about you. That's why there's more fun, more flavor, and more quality in shots beer. The bottler can bring the same lively refreshing beer. So look for the bright red oval at your favorite package store or tavern. The name is Shots Beer. The beer that gives you more.
Commercial number 5.
Everybody else doesn't need it.
What's that?
She says she feels bad taking it because everybody else likes it.
Take it from you. Take it from all. It's good for you because it has potassium in it. Larry just said that. It's good for you. It has potassium. You're taking diuretics. Larry didn't know about the substance of salt. His mom said she was
be sure to take along plenty of frosty cold shot beer.
Cheryl
will have the pleasure of being here.
Oh, we'll hide in the kitchen, but didn't know about it.
Yes, indeed. The flavor of shots
The medical people should have been
shots of
beer by salt,
especially bitter-free and
pasteurized. Yeah,
the only thing I can set this on to.
That's how much more fun, more flavor, and more quality in shots of beer. Bottle or can. Get the same lively
let us order more.
So look for the bright red opal. She's favorite package.
Don't let him get out of here.
Shots beer.
She's obviously the most
beer that gives you more.
If somebody else needs it, we can take it.
Oh, I'm not going to take it out. I'll send a lot of it.
Commercial number 6.
It's in the kitchen. It's liable to be put in the soup or something.
You have a problem getting your family down
to breakfast. It should be put at the bedside of the people who need it.
Here's a surefire measure that will draw them into the dining room and drive to the table every time. Sunrise bacon. All you have to do is put several slices of sunrise bacon in the pan, apply heat.
She's wrong. It doesn't have anything. In fact, it has
the aroma of sunrise bacon.
I didn't have any idea.
You always check with the doctor because the patient sometimes does not know how to. She does. She's not going to do something. The patient sometimes doesn't know what to do.
Raising, sitting at the table,
especially this
you don't think this can happen to me. I dare you to try it. Pick up sunrise to your grocery today and start to experiment tomorrow. Remember, sunrise bacon tastes as good as it smells.
Heart mouth my report later.
Mission number 7.
He's a chip off one block. I think he's passed
for the meal.
When directed at her.
Want an inexpensive food.
I don't know, you're a little bit like her.
No, she's
much
easier. Want to stretch your food.
I really like to have the image of her.
Golden Loaf Bread is the answer to all three questions. Yes, Golden Loaf Bread will add real taste well to every meal. Golden Brown
back to 45-degree and just there and there. He says, oh, my gosh, he makes me sad. I'm like, look, a strong man like me.
Every big, delicious slice. more nourishment than genuine. Golden Loaf bread is the real answer to any food but so why not pick up some of your Golden Loaf bread next time you are at your neighbor's farm. Your family will love Golden Loaf bread.
We were going to talk to Joyce about that.
How many times have you cracked or broken the family glass? Well, this problem has been solved by the small, easy to
about carry, inexpensive,
hot and cold paper cups. Manufactured by the Dixie Cup Corporation. But the answer is, save the glasses. Get a package of Dixie Cups.
No, but I mean, at least you can get it down and it gives you some nourishment. And you, your stomach's probably so shrunk that you didn't have any appetite.
Right.
So get in here and sit down by you, and then I can put this on your machine. There's no electrical equipment or anything.
You want to find out that one?
What is this?
Well, I don't know.
My human inspector sharpened my observation skills because they're I've been walking around here.
I've been joking with her. She may be a hysteric, but she's the greatest nurse I've ever seen.
Well, thank God we're good for small favors. Well, you have to get hysterical to get things done.
Well, I'll come to this. Oh, shut up. I don't want an amen from another
hysterician. I'm not hysterical.
I know, Patty, I would be the least likely to say that.
You wounded her. How could you falsely accuse her?
I'm trying to wish I'd be very quiet.
I'm glad for long hysterics.
My
God. Dad and I have one more breakthrough up every time I say it. Rotate break. Yeah, and there's another one that I haven't sprung on you yet either. I sprung it on Joyce, though.
She and I had an argument yesterday. I said, you know and I know that you're supposed to be, and you know and I know that it's training. You know and I know that you're not supposed to be.
And I said, we both know it's
going to
kill us.
She said, we both know it's going to kill us.
I said, the famous words of Shakespeare,
"Much ado about nothing." Yeah, that's what she said.
Well, if you lose weight and she gains it, I will
be
happy
nice?
And I will believe that I
wouldn't
have had
it. Wouldn't it be nice
effect?
If we could have a just an instant transfusion of weight from you to her?
I wish you could get the diarrhea
Oh yeah, okay.
I'll tell you what's
the they've got the... You want me to go over there?
Yeah.
Well, she's almost finished it. Mom, why don't you finish the jar over
there? Calum, you sit there. In case somebody calls me.
Just
I bet you need to tell Marshall to explain the whole background because you've got 1,000 enemies there that you want to be sure to explain them all. You know, you search for subjects and so forth. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That she can take a couple of it if you feel like you're up to it. Are you up to it?
What? No,
so,
I'm not.
Okay. No, not
I
now.
I don't think you do another one.
Not tonight. Well, tonight I try one.
Picture
Because one of your problems is you're tearing down your own body from lack of nutrition.
Well, I'm well aware of that. I'm trying to even lay down at night now. I think we're different. This time we just can't work at one time. I'm aware of that.
Sure, you've been writing. You can come
here. Yeah, but she's got to get well first.
Well, I have no understanding of it.
When you get so sick, there's the will is what you got to know, and not know that you will not stop breathing. That's what I mean. And not worry about all this pity ass shit. If I'd have died at times in my heart, if I had, would not just make myself not worry.
Well,
there's no time to die. We're in the middle of a great discovery. Chills and you jump. It's good that you took that one. That's good.
Mm-hmm. I get a lot of that. Banana too is very nutritious.
Yeah, sure. Gone back on
it's got potassium.
What toxins do we have here?
Tell it that the immune cell loves much for everybody. They said that was taken
Time to get on that radio and to get some oxygen out here. Next time a GDF plane comes to have oxygen tanks brought here. How long do I have to think of everything? This is, I'm curious.
Forever, that's a while long.
I'm going to take a few more of this. Well, I know, but there ought to be 50 tanks like this here. But mine, I don't need it. So I have it here at both sides.
No, you don't need that one.
I don't need it. I never have had it all through this mess. I'm not needing it. I got a big one, haven't I got a big one here too? Had a big one in town. I don't suppose they brought it here. I don't know what you do, boneheads.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just talking about the people in management and administration.
Medical well, you know that.
That's one of the most essential things of all.
You have to watch your
job.
You always do have it.
Raise hell with them, the ladies up there.
It will have to be done as long as life lasts.
Well, here, you know, you're not in the immediate need of oxygen. You're not having fibrillation or arrhythmias.
I say you always have to raise hell to get things on deck.
But I can't imagine the stupidity of only having one oxygen tank here.
I couldn't imagine.
I suspect if Father didn't order life, it wouldn't be there. Our food, it wouldn't be there. It bugs me. It really tears me up.
I understand. I told the Annie instruction, they said we had to have the old tank, and I told them to buy another one.
Stupid people in there. Stupid people.
We don't need this one.
Oh, hell.
Exchange.
What if one has a heart attack right now when she's needing a little oxygen?
Well, they took that thing off and cleaned it and carved it over there, and then we'd have to stand up and get them back over to put it on.
I put that up, Mother. You're wasting a whole lot of it by doing that. You're wasting a whole lot of it. And you might as well put it away from you if you don't put it up to you.
It don't suffocate you,
but you just think it does. Because if you don't want it, then if you don't need it, you might as well turn it off. When you have your mask open like that, the damn stuff goes right out. And it's a precious commodity to you right this. Now, I've got a pretty good tank of it. I want that tank in here, by the way. Tears. strength you ought to get that close to her. Stay a little back. Chester, she don't need that. Not that she need my diarrhea, but shit.
Don't turn that
bitch out
of her.
You need to think of somewhere to properly say so, not more.
You lean against the wall. When you blunder and stumble and stagger when it's hard. What's this?
It's taping some of your words for posterity. I never have lied to you. You're not dying. If you were, I'd tell you. As you'd tell me, I hope. But we've never thought about taping you. We ought to have some of your witticisms. Don't worry about this. This don't mean a damn thing. Just something I have to think about. It's a tape. They don't want you to know about me. I always believe in letting people see that they don't worry what the hell's going on. It's a tape. It's a tape so that we can hear your voice forever, you know. Frankly, the doctor looked at your case and checked with the cardiologist, said you have a good chance of living 5 more years. That's as good a chance as I got anyway. And people are trying to kill me. To be very accurate, I think you got a 2 out of 3 chances that you can live 10. I don't bullshit on matters. But I can just see something happening sometime that we never had anything of yours on tape. I just thought of it today, and I want to remember these words from my grandchildren forever. Always, you have a mind that nobody else ever had. You got a mind. Why don't you turn it off while we take the fan? Really, it's valuable. She knows Sheldon's out to her about, don't you? She took a glass, and if she could take another one tonight, I wouldn't force it. She just get nowhere. That's the whole problem.
This abortion is what to kill me. I tell you,
sister. A mother, you ain't forcing enough. If you take a little bit of pieces, Cheryl will go in there and get them all day long. We'll get people to go in there and get stuff all day long, but you're going to have to eat if it's 8 times a day. That's why you bring about the very thing that is annoying you. The lack of oxygen is because you don't have enough cells in your body. You're not getting your breath because your body's not built up.
Well, the only way she would eat today is that she turned her head and
We tried it that way so she could give it to me and I would.
Well, she turns away, whatever she has to do. And then those salt, substitute salt will help her taste it.
Annie says it's one more tank. It's larger than that.
And enough. Tell them I got, I want it ordered. They ought to have 5 tanks out here. Shit. Yes, anyway. You don't feel very communicative with one of these things in your face. That's why I put the newspaper on.
Well, I don't feel very communicative with this damn disease is screaming at my throat either.
Yeah, well, he notices no congestion in the chest region today, and that's how frank it is.
Well, I'm surprised, because it used to really lay it on me when I sat in front of fans, and not earlier, I booted myself.
Did he test you earlier today?
I don't know whether he did.
He must have. He never lied to me yet.
Well, no, I don't think he lied about it. But I was miserable. I could not know my butt from the hole in the ground.
Yeah, I'm sure. Now, we got just a mix up there on that substitute salt. That would help some.
I've never cared much
about this banana that. Thing, Joyce will help you with it. Because that's, you see, that's not a Milo. That's a sodium-free thing. It's a damn shame that we didn't.
Be better.
It's damn pretty shame we didn't know about it. Joyce is more of a, you know, she's creative than some of these motherfuckers with their degrees.
They aren't any good in their nutrition. Christine mentioned a point, too, to consider about sores healing. She said she'd had a sore that wouldn't heal for a couple months. Patty brought two oranges from town, and she ate them, and they healed immediately. So she's wondering if we need to get a little... She said it was just a thought. Maybe if we had a little citrus, we traded something for citrus, it would cause a lot of oils
citrus.
And things to...
We can buy them. As asked the town go tongue.
Okay. Here's a grandchild, and it's a hot. Oh, it's hot.
See his grandma.
But I'll tell you, it's grandma ought to talk to it. Because grandma, you have ought to tell words to this one. This one promised me. This one, no, this one promised me. In April, when it had its Japanese war hat on, it promised me to bomb the hell out of our enemies, and it didn't do it. Because it did it at Pearl Harbor. Last time around, it did it at Pearl Harbor. You talk to your grandma, because your grandma's going to ask you all about it. She's going to stay on the same thing. You didn't do it. Said he would do it, but didn't do it. Yeah, love it. Love it. We
says
love it.
Lewis, stop.
I'm when you bite him in your mouth. I'm you bite him in your mouth. What are you looking at me like that for? You usually laugh.
I love it.
She hasn't eaten yet, that's why.
He says, oh, boo.
After eating, he's got a bad disposition.
He says, I want my bubbles, and then I will be happy.
See, that's all.
He says, I'm not going to be happy with no empty stomach. He says, I want to eat.
Raise my baby up here.
Hey, baby.
Yo, Sakamos. Yo, Sakamo with your back leg.
He recognizes every hand that goes on that's not my hand, so I just snort.
Of course.
Whoa. Oh, whoa.
You bullshit kid.
I boo-hoo. Well, you sure are.
You're right in my book. I wish you would take care of your health. They're beginning to do it, and Sarah Harriet's got some talent. But you've got the input that's going to be necessary.
I don't know if it ever got here. There's about 20 chapters of it.
20 chapters around.
Huh?
Not that we believe anybody really will ever try to know the truth of what I stood for.
Well, this is mostly kids' days experience and foolishness that went on back then. That had to be real.
Maybe it makes some money for somebody to help suffering humanity.
Well, I had planned that it should make some money for this suffering humanity.
That's what I will, of course.
Another thing, I don't think you ought to let anybody go and release stuff to these damn people, photographers, publishers, or anything else, let them pay us for this stuff.
Well, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I might get them in the store. I haven't done a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I won't interview any of them until they prove to me that they will print the truth. I'm not interviewing one of them.
Tell them all writers will do the writing. Just tell them that. See how they buy that loaded for.
What's that?
Tell them all writers will do the writers and sell it. Independent, maybe some outfit that can afford to be unbiased. That can't afford to be unbiased.
Oh, that's a child number to you, but he's supposed to be general. General in command. He had his general hat on, but he didn't do it. He didn't do it. His dad knows he didn't do it. His granddad knows he didn't do it. And his great-grandma knows he didn't drop the bomb. He got only 2,000 miles from San Francisco and didn't do it.
He didn't do it. He wasn't guilty of that.
Well, I don't know why he didn't do it. He smiled and told me Grandma he was going to do it.
He did?
He told me. In April. In April, no less. And he always drops his chin because he knows he's guilty of sin.
Oh, boy, he sure is like with the Louis Dillon.
I wouldn't like him.
You wouldn't know he had a mother.
No,
oh,
you
yeah,
wouldn't.
By his hair. He's got his hair. Oh,
why don't
you put a... Chayo Nambo Ti.
What are
you doing? Well, Chayo Nambo Ti.
I guess so.
What is this bullshit kid? He's a bullshitter. He's right after his own dad. Takes right after his own dad. Because that is at that age, his dad was a bullshitter.
What is this stuff?
I wouldn't say so. I thought it was kind of...
What is this stuff rubbing in the face,
child? Solid citizen at that age.
What?
I thought Lewis was quite a solid citizen.
He came up with some cute words at that age. Remember when we said he looked like a Japanese ambassador? When he was getting that smile just before they bombed Pearl Harbor, I said to some church people, he looked like a Japanese ambassador. There was a whole group of ministers there. He came out and said, Dad said, I'm a Japanese bastard.
Oh, God.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny, isn't it? Pretty funny.
Well, you couldn't disprove it, could you, Lou? They couldn't disprove it on you, could they?
God, you got a wind boy. Oh.
Lucas thought he was saying what Dad told me.
What if his shot?
Yeah, I remember that Japanese ambassador when it was the bastard.
He'd get that look. He always looked like he just had caught the cat that caught the canary. And so does this one with his Japanese hat on, but he don't do it. He never does it. He just gets the hat on, goes through the stance, but never does it.
Boy,
you seen that little blue hat? You seen that little blue hat? It looks just exactly like a little Japanese gentleman.
You got that hat?
Yeah.
Yeah, summer.
Bring it.
I hope you got it.